Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Rachel King is joining us now. Morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you there. You got some great opportunities on Saturday with a couple of senior jockeys away. You get some good opportunities.
Yeah, it's great. This sort of time of year is always a time where I can try and kick along a little bit in Sydney with a few of the bigger boys going away. So it just opens a few more doors up.
It does. This Brian Crowley looks a really competitive race between two or three really promising three-year-olds. You jump on Roosevelt, who couldn't have been more impressive the other day at Warwick Farm.
Yeah, it looked like you said it, he was very impressive. He coped with the heavy track as well, which is, you know, probably we're going to be somewhere in that sort of range on Saturday. So that was a good this weekend. And look, he couldn't have done any more. I think he won just over 5 lengths or something. And only stepping up 100 metres, you know, he looks like a big, tough horse. So he's definitely earned his place in that sort of race.
He just let down so quick, didn't he, on that ground?
He did. He actually made it look like a good track almost. When you looked at him, it didn't look like a heavy, and then you looked at the rest of them and they were struggling away in it. So hopefully he can do the same again on Saturday.
It's interesting. There looks to be a little bit of pace in the race, but, I mean, he just... The stable may have found out the other day, just ride him off the pace and let him run on.
Yeah, look, he's got a nice barrier in barrier four, and he'll just be able to be comfortable wherever he is. And like you said, there's a few in it that can roll along, so there should be a good bit of speed, which is always going to help. And I think, you know, as long as he looked like the other day, he just got in a really nice rhythm and was just comfortable there. And from that, he could really quicken and explode that last sort of furlong.
Yeah, for sure. You ride also for Godolphin in the next race, the Niverson Risen, who has come into some really good form. She's pounced on them, particularly at Rose Hill. I know she didn't win by, well, she won by three and Roosevelt won by five, but it was a sort of similar win, a dominating win.
Yeah, I rode her first up this preparation and she ran a super race that day. She'd only had sort of one soft trial and had a little bit of a gap in between runs. So she only just got run down the last bit, and that was actually by another stablemate. But she went super that day and you know, got that win on the board last run. It was only a midweek meeting, but she made them, she definitely put a few lengths on them and won well. So she definitely is, you know, up to this sort of Saturday class. And she, like the same again, she copes with the heavy tracks as well, so it won't matter if it's a soft or a heavy on Saturday.
Yeah, she certainly copes with either of them. They're really two good rides for Godolphin. And we had Gary Portelli, Rachel, on yesterday, really keen to get the relative of She Will Reign, Time to Reign, to the races in the first on the weekend. You've got the chance there as well.
Yeah, look, I'm about to get the opportunity to ride him for Gary. Obviously, trialled very well the other day and the same on a heavy track, so he coped with that. He looked to be very professional and, you know, just got the job done. That's what we want. The same, we've got a similar situation here with a good barrier. You know, he should just put himself right up there. If something wants to go, you know, a lot quicker, that's fine. But I think he'll be definitely in those first sort of three or four. Obviously, Gerald's horse is the only one that's run before, and it ran a good race, you know, first start. And all the rest are in the similar sort of boat. They're all, you know, first starters, so it should be a good race.
Yeah, it will be for sure. What's it like? I saw you there on Saturday, you know, winning that Group 1. It's just fantastic, Rachel, isn't it? You can build on that now wherever it may be, whether it's Melbourne or whether it's the autumn Brisbane. You've got there and now you can build on it.
Yeah, definitely. Look, it was huge. Sort of still kind of pinching myself a bit. it was a fantastic day, definitely one I won't forget. It was great to do it for Mark as well. For us both to get our first Group 1 on the same day, it was really good.
Yeah, it was for sure. Well, good luck Saturday. What does a jockey do when there's no Kembla Grange today? You just rest up?
Yeah, a bit of a rest day today. So got busy day at the trials tomorrow, so no harm in having a rest day today.
No, exactly. Good luck on Saturday with those key rides. You've got excellent chances there for Godolphin. Thanks a lot, Rachel.
Thank you very much.